I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, tons to talk about in the sports world. We can obviously talk a little college football. Not too many upsets, really, when you think about what happened on Saturday. Can obviously talk a lot about the NFL. Week 3 is here, baby. And then, obviously, we've got Major League Baseball, maybe a handful of games left, and the Brew Crew still hanging on to the best record in all of Major League Baseball. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing good, and yeah, we got to talk about your Sun Devils, buddy. They pulled one out at the gun last night. Sam Levitt was fairly efficient and stuff, and their next game is this Friday night, and there's some other Indiana, your Hoosiers. I know you like your Hoosiers. They put the lead to Illinois last night, so lots to talk about in college football. You got Major League Baseball playoffs, the NFL, like you said, week 3. So let's quit wasting time and get to it, buddy.
Yeah, on the other side, though, we will hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We will talk Major League Baseball because that's what we do with John Poulter if we're not talking hockey. So keep it close, which we're going to have to start doing that pretty soon, too. I've been noticing the guys are starting to get out there on the ice. So we'll start talking hockey, too. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. I'm assuming we have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. So, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
No complaints. You know, things are getting a little tight, but overall, we're still hanging on to the best spot, best team in Major League Baseball. So, hopefully, that means some good things. Phillies are not quitting. I'll give them a lot of credit, John. And Toronto, they've fallen back a little bit, but they're in, so nothing to really worry about. But any concerns for you about the way that Toronto is kind of finishing off the season?
Yeah, some huge concerns. Every time I look at the standings and think about this, I think 1987 all over again, where the Blue Jays had a reasonable lead against the Tigers with a week to play and ended up losing the series in Detroit at the end of the season to lose first place. They have not been playing well lately. Struggled a little bit to get by Tampa Bay in the Monday-Tuesday, the first two games of that four-game series in Tampa. Lost 2-1 on Wednesday night because they couldn't get runs, couldn't do anything with runners in scoring position. Were shut out on Thursday, got absolutely hammered on Friday night, 20-1. I turned it off when it was 9-1. It was just way too painful to watch. And yesterday, Saturday, they did the same thing. They couldn't get runs and couldn't get hits when there was runners in scoring position. So things have sort of dried up. They've wasted a great pitching performance from Shane Bieber on Saturday night. So today they look at this rookie, Trey Yesavage, again, and hell of a lot of pressure to put on a 22-year-old kid who's made one major league start, but they're really looking to him to at least get one game out of this series and knock that magic number down by one, regardless of what the Yankees do. So am I getting a little concerned? Yes, I am. Am I overly worried? No, because it's still in their control. All they have to do is go out and win each series, but Boston and Tampa coming here for the last six games of the season, and both of those teams have pride. And as somebody once said, those guys drive expensive cars too, so they're going to show up and play.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning,
How
Mike.
How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, look, when we look at the L.A. Dodgers, you know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They have a four-game lead over the Padres. Otani just keeps doing stuff that we sit there and go, wow. You know, he's got 50 strikeouts, and now he has over 50 home runs, and he's doing his thing. But the big thing for me during the week with the Dodgers was Clayton Kershaw, you know, announcing his retirement and the whole thing. And as far as the Dodgers are concerned, what do you think going into the playoffs, you know, in your opinion, how are they doing? But what did Clayton Kershaw also mean to the game of baseball?
Well, looking at the Dodgers situation first, pretty clear they're going to be the third seed in the National League because Philadelphia and Milwaukee clearly are going to wrap up those number one and number two spots. So the Dodgers are looking at playing in the first round of the postseason. And we've all seen in the past how those games can turn around pretty quickly, and we've seen teams have great seasons and then go out very quickly in a short three-game series. The advantage for the Dodgers is that they will play that series at home, and in terms of a home record, they're pretty good. They've played 80 games at home. Their final game will be today. They're 52-28, so that's a 650 clip. The only two teams that are better at home are the Blue Jays and the Phillies. The Phillies, the best in baseball at 680. So I think the fact that the Dodgers are at home is going to help them. Perhaps keeping the momentum going is going to help them, but I still don't have a real good feeling about Dodger pitching on a consistent basis. And we all know how important pitching is in any series, but specifically in the postseason and in a short series, and a short series where they won't have the opportunity to set their pitching staff up because they have to play that first series. So I think I'd have a bit of a concern from that standpoint, but, you know, the Dodgers have had a lot of injuries this season. Some of these guys are now getting back. They're getting healthy. They're starting to play well. They're starting to play well as a team, and we're starting to see the Dodger roster that we all kind of envisioned at the start of the year. So I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Dodger fan. I'd be very thankful that the San Diego Padres have been struggling equally over the last 6 or 8 weeks. I think that helps the Dodgers a lot. But you know they're going to face a pretty good team in that first round. So, yeah, you know, you got to be careful. Don't want to take it for granted. In terms of Kershaw, I've always thought he was a class act. And don't get to see a lot of Dodger games, obviously, because of the time difference. But I did watch a piece of that game on Thursday night when he made his final start. And I thought it was very classy the way that he handled it. I thought it was very classy that the Dodgers handled it, and specifically Dave Roberts. A little embarrassing to take him out in the middle of an inning, but I suspect that that was pre-planned so that he would get that ovation as he walked off the mound alone. So one more start for him this coming week. Whether he fits into the postseason pitching plans is another question. I would hope that he does, because I think he deserves to go out on the main stage as opposed to watching from the side. But if he doesn't, great career and clearly a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Let me ask you this, John. Any scenario where you see the Blue Jays blowing this? They have a two-game lead. What are there, 7 games left or something like that? So do you see a possibility where the Blue Jays could actually blow this? Because, you know, the Yankees are playing definitely better baseball than Toronto at this moment in time. So 2-game lead, is there a chance they could blow it?
I hate to say this, but yes. You know, we haven't seen the best Blue Jay team in the last 2 nights in Kansas City. They'll take another crack at it this afternoon. Then they're home to the Red Sox for 3. Then they're home to Tampa Bay for 3. And that's 2 teams that have historically given them trouble. So So, you know, there's no guarantee that they're going to win five out of those last seven games, which I think they really need to do to make sure that they're comfortable. You look at the Yankees' corresponding schedule, a tough game today in Baltimore against the Orioles. They've split that series so far, each team winning one, the Orioles winning the first night, the Yankees the second. Then they have three against the White Sox at Yankee Stadium. You got to figure that's at least two wins, maybe three. And then they have the Orioles next weekend at Yankee Stadium, and you got to figure that's good for two wins, maybe three. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the Blue Jays. They got to do this. We can't see 1987 all over again. You know, when you look at where they have been all season since around the All-Star break, I can't imagine what this town would be like if they didn't make the postseason.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, it gets pretty dicey because right now Detroit with just a one-game lead over the Guardians and then the Mariners with a two-game lead over Houston. So looking at both of those, I mean, Detroit's been in the lead the whole year. So if they wind up blowing it, that's got to be extremely demoralizing when you really think about it, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, that's a bigger fold act than the Blue Jays, quite frankly. I was looking at that this morning, and since the 30th of June, the Tigers have been below water every month. They had, at one point, they were, I think, 11.5 games up. I think that was sometime around June. They got off to that great start. And since June 30th, Cleveland is 15 games above 500. Detroit is 6 games below 500. So that means that Cleveland has been 21 games better than Detroit has over that period of time. That is a huge margin when you sit and think about it. And Cleveland is getting hot at the right time. And this is after two of their pitchers have been suspended for a gambling investigation. Clearly two guys that they were going to rely on, and they haven't been able to rely on. And these guys are just doing it. I think they're 16-4 in their last 20 games. That's pretty good pace at any time of the year, but in September it's just what the doctor ordered.
No, I totally agree with that. We probably got to take a quick pause for the cause because I can hear the music coming. So we'll do that. We'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter about Major League Baseball. And just a quick reminder, fellas, we're going to have to start talking hockey really soon because the guys are getting back on the ice already. So we'll just have to prepare you a little bit for that, John, because it's coming in hot. So
yeah,
we'll
be camp open this week.
Yeah, we'll be getting ready to talk some NHL hockey real soon. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter. Obviously talking Major League Baseball, and the season is really coming to an end very quick here, but there's still a lot to be decided. John, I got a quick question for you. When you're talking about the wild card, who do you think is the most dangerous team in the American League and in the National League?
Well, I guess that depends on who, and I don't mean to be facetious when I say this, but I guess it depends on who ends up in those wild card spots. We talked about Detroit and Cleveland being a game apart, and if you've had a chance to look at the schedule, you'll see that the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Detroit is at Cleveland for three games. Talk about a big series based on how the last few weeks have gone. I guess if you were asking me who I thought might be the most dangerous, if the Cleveland Guardians are a wild card team, you'd have to say that they would be extremely dangerous, A, because of the run that they've made, and B, because of the way that they are playing right now. They've got everybody's attention. You'd obviously have to look at the Yankees if the Yankees were the wild card team. They currently have, I think it's a three-game lead in terms of the wild card race, but they're only two behind the Blue Jays, and as we spoke in the first segment, they could quite easily catch the Blue Jays given the way both teams have been playing lately. The one advantage that the Blue Jays have over the Yankees is that the Blue Jays have got six games at home, and they've been the best home team in the American League. So that helps a lot. And we've seen the Yankee defense at play, and it's not pretty. There's a lot of guys on that Yankee team that look like they're playing with knives and forks as opposed to gloves. So that's going to help the Blue Jays. So I've got to think that the Yankees, if they are a wild card team, and certainly the Guardians, if they're a wild card team, would be the ones in the American League. In the National League, I got to think Cubs and Padres would be, and that's probably an easy call because they're the two teams that are controlling that race. They're both playing in strong divisions. They're playing in divisions where the better team has won the division, or in the Dodgers' case, is likely to win the division. So you have to think that they are good. But at the end of the day, I talked about how San Diego has been struggling. I think San Diego is 8-10 in September and only 16-12 in August. So at the end of the day, that could be could be an open race. But, you know, you talk about how the Tigers have fallen. Look at the New York Mets. We talked about the New York Mets being a great team with a good lead over the Philadelphia Phillies for a good part of the season. They're barely hanging on to a wild card spot now. They're a game ahead of the Reds and two games ahead of the Diamondbacks, who seem to have kind of come out of nowhere. So, you know, one of those teams gets in, it means they're playing hot at the end of the season. If that carries over into the postseason, they could cause some trouble as well.
John, this question comes from a buddy of mine back home in the North Pacific Northwest. He literally just texted me. He's like, "Hey, I'm listening. Ask him about Seattle and what your thoughts are with the Mariners. You know, Cal Raleigh is the big story up there. Ebro, a switch-hitting catcher broke a Ken Griffey Jr. home run record for Seattle, which is impressive upon itself. But just tell me your thoughts about Seattle, you know, heading into the postseason and possibly winning their division.
I think this is Cleveland West, quite frankly. You know, Houston's kind of had that division to themselves most of the season. Seattle has been playing really, really well the last 3 or 4 weeks. Has won the first two games of that series in Houston. If they took that third game today and led by 3 games with a week to play, the way that they have been playing, you'd have to say that they were favorites. I don't know what's happened to the Astros. Maybe time has just kind of caught up to them. We kind of wondered how they were doing it with all the players that they have lost and the injuries they've had over the last couple of years. Seattle is clearly full value for their money. They made great trades at the July 31st deadline, and the season to remember from Cal Raleigh is impressive. I mean, you know, you talk about breaking Ken Griffey's record. That is impressive. But you also look at the fact that he broke Mickey Mantle's, 60-year-old record for home runs by a switch hitter. And no asterisk here, because Mantle had played in more games than Raleigh had played when he hit that 55th. So this is a legitimate record. I understand it's a different era. It's different stadiums. Yankee Stadium was always the old Yankee Stadium was a big park to hit a home run out of. So that kind of did not help Mantle. But at the end of the day, I got to think Seattle is right in there with everybody else. And I'm, as a Blue Jay fan, I'm a little concerned if we have to play Seattle, because Seattle has been playing a lot better than the Blue Jays have in the last 3 or 4 weeks. They could be trouble for anybody, and if they go in on that momentum, they've got a real good shot at it.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball as things are winding down, heating up, however you want to say it. But at the end of the day, John, I got to say, you know, 3 divisions in the National League, it looks to be like, for the most part, that those are all decided, right? Because Milwaukee's got the 7-game lead, and the Dodgers, a 4-game lead, and then obviously the Phillies with that 12-game lead. But with that being said, parity, big time in the American League, because you see that most of those races are extremely tight, maybe a 1 or 2-game lead, at least between 1 or 2 teams. So with that being said, more parity in the American League than the National League?
Oh, without doubt. You know, the Blue Jays and the Yankees are 2 games apart. Boston only 4 games back. We talked about the Tigers and the Guardians, and, you know, hands up anybody that thought a month ago that the Guardians would be in this in the final week. I don't think you'd see too many people with their hands up, quite frankly. That's the one that kind of has come out of nowhere for me. Houston and Seattle, I can't say that I'm surprised. I thought Houston was a good team. I always thought Seattle was playing a little under the radar, but they really put it together. That is going to be a good race. And you know, Texas is only 7 games out, still has an odd chance of getting into the wild card spot, but Texas's problem all year has been scoring runs. And doesn't matter how good your pitching is, if you don't score any runs, we all know you're not going to win any baseball games. But at the end of the day, the competitiveness in the American League is clearly a lot more obvious than it is in the National League. Phillies got behind a little bit early in the season, and then they went through that month and a half where they were a half a game behind or a half a game ahead of the New York Mets, and we kind of talked about those musical chairs every week when we did this show. But the Phillies have just taken real control of that, clinched that division a little while ago. they're now in a position where they can ideally rest their stars. They can sit and they can set up their rotation knowing that they won't have to play in that first round. Same as the Brewers, those are the top two seeds in the National League, basically have got it every which way that they could have asked for. And I still see Milwaukee and Philadelphia in the National League Championship Series. I think those two teams are that much better than everybody else.
John, we got about a minute, 90 seconds or so, something like that, before we go to break. So we'll squeeze this one in here. Biggest disappointment in the American League, biggest disappointment in the National League in 2025?
Biggest disappointment in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles. Two or three postseason runs. Good young team that's very talented. A lot of those young players signed for long term. I thought the Baltimore Orioles would do a heck of a lot better than be in fifth place. In the National League, I don't know who I think would be my biggest disappointment. Maybe the Atlanta Braves, because I didn't see them falling off the way that they have. They're not going to have a 500 season. They're 72-83. They're probably going to finish behind the Miami Marlins, who are three games ahead of them. And if we'd have had this conversation at the start of the year and somebody had suggested that the Marlins would be three games ahead of the Braves with a week to go, I think we would have all wondered what we've been putting on our cornflakes in the morning. So I'd have to go with Atlanta in the National League.
Seven games left. Are we going to get a 100-game winner or no?
There's a great question. I would say the only team that has a real good chance, Andy, is Milwaukee, because they're at 95. Philadelphia is at 92. They've only got seven games left, so clearly they're not going to make it. The question in Milwaukee is going to be, does Pat Murphy rest some of his stars, rejig his rotation to give him, if they play their top players, they've got a chance to do it. If they rest their guys, no, I don't think they'll make it.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds great, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. That's why we have him. Keep it close on the other side. I think we got to get into some college football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Okay, let's have a little fun.
Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it would be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. You know, you mentioned a little earlier in the program, A-State getting that big victory against Baylor on the last second field goal. You didn't mention that, but obviously we both know that that's what happened. Great second half, I'll be honest with you. The first half was a little slow. Not that much scoring going on, but the second half it picked up, especially in the fourth quarter, it definitely picked up. And look, anytime you can get a win on the road, we know that, that's big. That's important. And the path for A-State to get to the national championship, at least the playoff, would be to win the Big 12, right? So one step closer to achieving that goal when you think about it, but pretty good football game all around. Your thoughts, your opinions on that? We'll start there and then we'll move on.
I think you covered it all. That first half was pretty blah, like for both teams, and there wasn't a lot of offense. If you like defensive football, then this was a game for you to watch, at least in the first half, and things kind of loosened up in the second half. Sam Levitt, you know, made some plays. He made a 30-yard run, like right up the middle, and he was juking guys kind of left and right there, getting the game, which was great to see. And you know, look, at the end for a young kicker to come in, and a left-footed kicker at that, to come in and just literally just lace it right down the middle. That's a great confidence booster for that kid. And it could pay bigger dividends even down the road. You know, he's proved to himself that he can hit, you know, a game winner, crunch time, end the game, walk off, the whole thing, for Kenny Dillingham and his team. So great win, but you know, at the same time, it's a short turnaround week for them because their next game at home is on Friday night this week against TCU. You got to look at their schedule. Their schedule now is kind of a murderer's row a little bit. They got TCU at home. They go play in Utah in a few weeks. Even though Utah got their stuff handed to them yesterday, that's still a dangerous team to go up there to Salt Lake and try and beat Utah on their home field. Then they get Texas Tech at home. If there's a game, and there's Sun Devil fans listening to this, if there is a game that you want to go watch, get your tickets now, because that Texas Tech-Arizona State game, if both teams keep winning, that's going to be a major, major game come October 18th. And then, you know, they got Houston, which should be a win. But then they get Iowa State comes to town. There's some very good teams that are going to make their way onto the schedule here for ASU, and ASU can't have any letdowns. The Big 12 kind of reminds me of the Pac-12. Anybody can get beat. on any given weekend. It does not matter. And with ASU having that bullseye on their back or on their chest, for a lot of teams, this is a big game. So kudos for the Devils for getting their win last night, and let's just hope it's one of many more to come.
Yeah, Illinois got their butts handed to them by Indiana, 63-10. So looks like Illinois was a little bit overrated to a certain degree, and maybe Indiana a little bit underrated at this moment in time. But I think they'll climb the rankings for sure after a beatdown like that. That was impressive. I'll be honest with you, man. Their offense is absolutely ridiculous. They can put it on you in so many different ways. So I look at Indiana as a pretty tough matchup for most teams, especially when they can put the points on the board the way that they do. Oklahoma, Auburn, that was another pretty good one, right? Oklahoma gets it done against Auburn. Yeah, what'd you think of that one?
I was glued to the TV. That was some really, really good football, good college football. Both teams going either way. Mateer for Oklahoma. I know it's a little early for Heisman talk, but that kid's playing his butt off right now. And he's getting wins. He's the quarterback of a team that beat Auburn. He's the quarterback of a team that beat Michigan to start the year off. So things are only going to get a little bit more spicy for Oklahoma as they navigate their SEC schedule. But that was an impressive win with a very good Auburn team coming to town. And look, the other thing that it just impressed me was Texas Tech going into Utah, and you know that I'm a big Utah, like I like Whittingham, that program, what he's done, the culture. But Texas Tech went into Rice Eccles and just, it was belt to butt or belt to ass kind of whooping yesterday in front of those fans, and that was impressive. Texas Tech is certainly gonna climb in the rankings. Utah is going to slide just a little bit, I think. And then look, the other impressive win, Michigan. You know, Michigan's 21st ranked. They go into Nebraska. Nebraska plays them tough. That was a fun game to watch. But
yeah,
you know, look, Bryce Underwood, I'm telling you, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's a top five pick in the NFL draft whenever he comes out in a couple of years. So, but that was a great game. That was a great win for Michigan, who did not have their head coach because of the suspension, because of Spygate or whatever they want to call it up there in Ann Arbor. But that was an impressive win for sure.
Yeah, my takeaway from what I saw was absolutely Texas Tech. They're legit. That defense is getting all over the place. And, you know, just to be kind of fair here, my friend, it was a really tight ball game until the fourth quarter when Texas Tech was able to put 24 on the board against them. Other than that, it was a very close defensive-like ball game that just got a little bit away from the Utes, if you ask me. So that's kind of how I saw that one. Michigan, man, that was a fun game, like you said. I was watching that one, and yes, Underwood is that kid is special. We know it. Like when he took off that one time and scored the 30 some odd yard touchdown, I was like, that guy was a blur, man. Like he literally just flew, and nobody could catch up to that guy. So I think he's very impressive. I'll be honest with you, man. I think that kid is really impressive. The sky's the limit. You know, teams that other squads that I think we got to kind of give a little love to. Vandy, man. I know they're playing Georgia State, but they put up 70, bro. So that means to me that they can score, right? So Vandy looks like they might be a little dandy. We got Georgia Tech who is continuing to win, and they didn't have a letdown after beating Clemson, right? So you got to give them a little credit. I think we're going to get some interesting teams potentially in the playoff. I guess that's kind of where my head is at. What are you thinking?
Oh, I think we'll get some pretty interesting teams in the playoff as well. Miami with a nice win yesterday. You know, the Canes, you know, against Florida and stuff, you know, at home in an interstate rival game and the whole thing. And I would be remiss in this, and Andy, you know me, I'm not about taking personal shots at anybody or anything, but look, the USC Trojans put 45 on the board against that ex-Oregon State coach, Jonathan Smith, last night in Michigan State. So I was all about fight on yesterday. So I would never take a personal shot at Jonathan Smith. That is not my style, but he got his butt handed to him a little bit last night by the Trojans. And I'll just say I was smiling at the end of that game. But overall, dude, I think the college football season has been pretty good. Like, there's been some good football games, some upsets, the whole thing. There's still there's great stories out there. And the like, look, you know, everybody's on Arch Manning's butt, right? He had a great game yesterday. They put 55 on the board. Granted, they were playing Sam Houston State, and that's, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor. But, you know, if Arch didn't come out and absolutely just smoke that Sam Houston State, that there would have been, I mean, there's already talk about him, you know, is he ready? Is he overhyped? You know, the whole thing. I'm like, just pump the brakes on the kid. He'd only started two games. You know, look, you got to give him a little bit of time, but yesterday was an encouraging sign, you know, for Texas and Arch Manning.
Yeah, again, Sam Houston, I don't know how impressive that really is, but here's the good thing. Maybe you can build a little momentum from a performance like that, you know, and that could potentially go a long way, I guess. But I'm not big on Arch Manning at this moment in time. Oregon looks really strong. They took care of your Ducks. Your Beavers. The Ducks took care of the Beavers pretty handily. Yeah. There wasn't much of a game. You know, we haven't talked much about this, but Wisconsin loses again to Maryland. I'm just wondering when they decide to fire that head coach. That's not good at all what's happening there with that football program. You mentioned USC, and I just want to say this, man. I'm curious of your thoughts, because all of a sudden it seems like a lot of people are somewhat high on the Trojans. Are you as high as other people, and do you see a path for them to potentially get to the national championship, the playoff?
Now, there is a path for them. I mean, granted, they're in the Big Ten now, so you got to do with teams like Michigan and Oregon and Ohio State and Indiana. Like, look, you know, I think there is a path, but they're just, like everybody else, they're just going to have to keep winning. And it's one of those things where I know a lot of people out there, because of, you know, they don't like USC. They don't like USC kind of torpedoing the Pac-12, and, you know, everything out of there just comes overhyped and the whole thing. But here's the USC schedule. So they take care of Michigan State in the Coliseum, you know, on Saturday night. They go to Illinois to play Illinois on this upcoming Saturday. Then they have Michigan at home. Then they got to go on the road to Notre Dame. Okay, and then after that, Nebraska. Nebraska is not going to be a pushover. Then they kind of get a little break with Northwestern. And they still have Oregon on the schedule, and they got to play Iowa, and you never kind of know what you get with Iowa, but they have a, you know, kind of a tough schedule coming up for them in the rest of the season. So for them to get to the playoff, they're going to have to go on a serious roll. That defense can play. USC has a pretty good defense, so that hopefully that will travel. But to say that they don't have a path to the playoff, and, you know, they do, but they just have to win, you know.
Yeah.
It's the old Raider thing. Just win, baby. and you're in. But they got to keep winning.
We didn't talk about Missouri, but they look to be pretty decent, too. They took care of South Carolina, who was looking like they wanted to have a good upset, but it didn't happen. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, you could get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of this hour, bro?
Well, you know, I don't really have anything to get off my chest. I think my daughter does, and she kind of threatened me with something, you know, something stupid, but I love my daughter. She just wants me to mention the WNBA playoffs are in the semifinals now, and that her Indiana Fever came up with that big victory and going to take on the newly crowned MVP of the WNBA for the fourth time, Asia Wilson in the Vegas Knights. And then you got our hometown Phoenix Mercury taking on the number one seed in the Minnesota Lynx. So there you go, kiddo. Did your WNBA, you know, update for it, but there you go.
Yeah, by the way, it's the Aces, not the Knights, but I'm not bad at you. I'm paying attention here. And you know what? I was watching the Mercury the other night. They pulled that off at home. Great game, actually. I've been watching a little bit of the W. So, you know what? Taylor should be proud of me. I've been watching a little bit of the W, and I think Asia Wilson may be the greatest women's basketball player that we've ever seen when everything is said and done. She is absolutely fan-frickin-tastic. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And by the way, those two games will be on, I don't know, about 3 hours, I think they start or so from now.
Yeah.
But there's a doubleheader in the W, so absolutely, man. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL. Keep it close, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England, with four locations in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Well, it's a football Friday in the Big Ten. It'll be Rutgers entertaining Iowa, but Saturday, all eyes on the Hoosier State. 3:30 Eastern time, Notre Dame will try to get off the schneid this year. They're off to a stunning 0-2 start, including a gut-wrenching loss to Texas A&M last Saturday night at Notre Dame Stadium. Meantime, in Bloomington, 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday night, it's the Hoosiers, ranked 19th in the country, a home favorite as they take on 9th-ranked Illinois in a key Big Ten battle already here as we get ready to close out September. Stay with us all weekend long for scores, interviews, and highlights at Sports Overnight America and all the great shows right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts, presented by Herb Chambers Honda in Seekonk, Burlington, Boston, and Westboro, Massachusetts, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. It's week four of college football, and our selections are 2-1 after Vanderbilt dismantled South Carolina and Columbia. Let's play the NBC primetime game Saturday as we travel to Bloomington, Indiana, where the Hoosiers are hosting Illinois. This game would normally be relegated to a Big Ten Network matinee, but instead we have the first top 20 matchup at Memorial Stadium in 38 years. The odds makers are spitting in the face of the AP poll that ranks Indiana 19th in the nation and Illinois number 9. Despite that, Indiana is a 6.5-point favorite over the Illini. But I don't think it's a trap. It's a number built on recent Hoosier success and reputation. Two dynamic quarterbacks headline the game, but Illinois brings the more experienced overall offense to this matchup, and their defense is underrated. I'm playing the Illini plus 6.5. Sports in 60, presented by the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf, and this hour is all about the NFL, baby. Week 3 is here, and there are tons of storylines and lots of quarterbacks out and players out and this and that and the others. So we'll get you covered. We'll get you posted on everything. But hour two is here, brother, and it's all about the NFL, my friend. And week 3 is upon us. We had the Thursday night game with the Bills and the Dolphins. And you know what? Your Dolphins showed a little bit of fight. I'll give them some credit. They showed some fight. And maybe, you know, not the outcome that you would have liked because you want to get the victory. But it showed me that they're not quitting, Mike. So at the end of the day, you got a decent performance. You came up with the L. But there's some positives to take away for the Dolphins.
Oh, man. There are no moral victories in the Wilson household, I will tell you that. Okay? Like, Miami is a garbage sale, all right? It's just straight up just a burning heap of garbage down there. They've lost how to figure out how to run a franchise. I'm a little fired up about the way things are going in Miami. I'm not a Tua guy. Tank until you get Bryce Underwood from Michigan. Go get that guy. Because I am not happy. I'm not pleased. Like, I don't know who's running the show down there in Miami, but they need to get a clue and pull their head out of certain orifices in someone's body. But you know what? Look, today, I'm telling you, we can talk about Baker Mayfield and maybe an MVP-type season, or we can talk about the Kansas City Chiefs possibly being 0-3, which would just, I don't know, that just might melt down the internet. So I'm game to talk about anything, my man.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. I just want to run through the games with you real quickly. Packers playing the Browns in Cleveland. Colts playing the Titans in Nashville. Bengals playing the Vikings in Minneapolis. Steelers got the Patriots at Foxborough. The Rams have the Eagles at the Link. And the Jets get the Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. Raiders get the Coco Manders, baby. And then, obviously, the Falcons playing the Panthers down there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Texans play the Jaguars. They're in Jacksonville. The Broncos have the Chargers in Independence, California. You have the Saints playing the Seahawks and the 12th man there. You got the Cowboys at the Bears, Soldier Field. Cardinals playing the 49ers. The Chiefs playing the Giants. And you said they could potentially go 0-3, and that would be something, to be honest with you, especially doing it against the Giants. And then the Monday Nighter is the Lie-Downs and the Ravens. So pretty good docket this week, my friend.
Yeah, not too, you know what? Not too bad. Cowboys they go 2-1. They could keep the Bears, you know, winless. All the questions with, you know, Caleb there in Chicago and everything. You know what? I actually think that Cardinal 49er game could be a sneaky good game. Those games are always pretty good. So, you know, and it really doesn't matter where those two teams play, it's always kind of a dogfight. So it's going to be interesting. I'm really interested in the Broncos and Chargers today. I think that, you know, a division game, you know, Herbert's been playing very well. Knicks, it's the battle of the Oregon quarterbacks today. They're in Los Angeles. So it'll be interesting. I think your Packers will get out early and just drub down the Browns, I think. The Browns are just the Browns, and I don't have too much confidence in them, but I have a lot of confidence in the Pack, baby. So it'll be interesting. I think another sneaky good game, Rams and Eagles, 2-0 versus 2-0 in Philly. So, you know, look, there's always good games every weekend in the NFL, and I always look forward to it. But what do you think? What are you interested in today there, Dorfman?
Well, you mentioned the Packers. I'm interested to see how they go in against a Browns defense that definitely can get after the quarterback, and you got to look out for Myles Garrett. So I understand where you're coming from, and you know, you and Katie both feel very confident in the Green Bay Packers, but I see a 7.5-point favorite, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy, to be honest with you. I'm sorry, but I have a weird, sneaky feeling that this is going to be a better game than people think it is. I've been impressed with Danny Dimes. I'm excited to watch him play and see what he can continue doing with the Colts, because at the end of the day, he got thrown out of New York when, you know what, at the end of the day, let's keep it real. He had no weapons. He didn't have an offensive line. Like, now you give him the Colts, and he's got a good offensive line. He's got a bunch of good skill position players, and Danny Dimes is out there doing what Danny Dimes can do. So I'm interested to keep watching the Colts and see how they progress. And, you know, at the end of the day, they made a great decision putting him as the starter and putting Richardson on the bench. So anybody that's questioning that anymore, I guess you don't know what you're doing. And they knew exactly what they were doing there with the Colts. You know, I'm actually pretty interested to watch the battle of the two backups, the Bengals and the Vikings, right? You got Jake Browning going up against Carson Wentz. Like, there's something there that's interesting to watch. When you got two backups, the Bengals are 2-0, you know, and obviously they had high hopes with Joe Burrow, but I don't think it needs to change all that much with Jake Browning. I'll be honest with you, and it's interesting to me to hear people talk about this situation. Jake Browning is not a bad backup quarterback. He's a really good one, to be honest. Steelers and Patriots, man. You know, I think this is intriguing because the first week, the Steelers looked amazing. The second week, they were back down to earth. The Patriots haven't been super in either one of their games. They did get the victory last week. But ultimately, man, you know, I think this is an intriguing matchup because the Patriots are supposed to be a team that could be on the rise. And people are pretty high on the Steelers because they thought they had a great defense. But I don't know if that defense has shown up yet. So you mentioned the Rams and the Eagles. Of course, that's intriguing. Two 2-0 teams and two teams that met each other last year in the postseason. A lot of people think the Rams have a good shot to win that game. The Jets and the Buccaneers. Right. Look, man, Baker Mayfield. say what you want about Baker, but he's found a home in Tampa, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. So it's always fun watching Baker Mayfield. The Raiders and the Commanders, this is interesting because Jaden Daniels isn't playing, right? And we'll see how good Marcus Mariota does against the Raiders, who, you know what, I've actually been somewhat impressed with the Raiders with how they're able to stay in ball games. Like, they didn't beat the Chargers, but
right.
they managed to keep that a game and very competitive. So I think they'll do the same with the Commanders, even though they have a backup quarterback. I do think the Commanders will probably come out on top, but the Falcons and the Panthers, man, just looking at that game, right? You like Penix Jr. and I do too. I think he's pretty good, but the Panthers played well last week in the fourth quarter. Does that roll over to this week? Like, I'm curious to see if that rolls over to this week. So a lot of things. The Texans playing the Jaguars. The Texans need a win, man. The Texans need a freaking win, right? And they're going down to Jacksonville where, you know what, the Jags are – they're a decent team. I don't think they're a great team, but this might be a good spot for the Texans to figure out a way to get a victory. We mentioned the Broncos and the Chargers, and you mentioned the two guys, the quarterbacks from Oregon. I didn't even think about that, but totally right. Yeah, it's the battle of Bo Nix and Justin Herbert for supremacy as to who's the better Oregon quarterback, man. Like, that's kind of cool. The Saints and the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are better than people think.
Me too.
Sam Darnold showed us something last year in Minnesota, and he has decent receivers there with the Seahawks too. And I don't know, there's something about the Seattle Seahawks that I find intriguing, and I think they're going to be a team that we just kind of got to keep our eye on. And if they don't get too injured, they might have something to say about this division as well. Cowboys and Bears, I mean, it's happening this week in Chicago at Soldier Field, and I would expect that the Dallas Cowboys will go out and get a victory. But you know what? This could be an opportunity for the Bears, man. Like, the more I think about it, this could be an opportunity for the Bears to get themselves off the schneid and get a victory for the first time this year. You did mention Cardinals and 49ers. I do think that's going to be a good game. No Brock Purdy, he's out. No Jennings, he's out. Gives the Cardinals a much better opportunity to get a victory there. I hear that music. Chiefs and Giants also. That's a must-win for the Chiefs, man. And I could see them losing, which is crazy to think, but it's true. We got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and maybe we get some of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. So some of the storylines for today. Chiefs at the Giants, definitely a must-win situation. I think I saw a stat like 1 in 117 or something like that has gotten to the postseason after going 0-3 to start. And I believe it was the Texans back in 2018 or 2019, something like that. So how big of a game do you think this is for the Chiefs, for Andy Reid, for Patrick Mahomes, who doesn't have all of his weapons in his arsenal right now, and the Chiefs in general, man? Like, this has been three games in a row now, right, where they've lost, dating back to the Super Bowl. And we were talking about them being a dynasty before they lost the Super Bowl. I think the talks about that have come to an abrupt halt. So how important is this game for the Chiefs, man? Seriously, I think it's paramount, bro.
I am absolutely 100,000% with you on this, Andy. Like, it is, they have to play with their hair on fire today, because 0-3 on the season, you know, it, especially in the division that they're in, Andy, you can't get off the snide going 0-3. There's no way, when you got the Chargers, the Raiders, who aren't a pushover, the Broncos, who aren't a pushover, you know, at all. They have to come out and they got to put their foot down today and try and get that done. So we'll see if Mahomes and Kelce and Reed can get it done. Like, look, people this week, you know, I've seen some people talking, well, is it the end of the dynasty? Is the window shut, the whole thing? What does this mean for legacy if they can't even, you know, get to the playoffs this year? Look, Travis Kelce's legacy is pretty much set. Mahomes is pretty much set. And you can't even convince me that this does anything to Andy Reid's legacy. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the top coaches, if not the top coach, in the NFL. But that being said, like you always say, you are what your record tells you that you are. And right now, they're 0-2, and if they go 0-3, that's going to tell a lot of people something, and it's not going to be a positive. It's not going to be a positive thing for Kansas City. What are your thoughts with it? You know, Andy, with them possibly going 0-3.
That would be absolutely devastating, to be honest with you, if you're the Chiefs, right? I mean, they lose the first game in Brazil. You can kind of say, okay, whatever, it happens, right? Then they lose another game, and I think that you're starting to question, like, what's going on there. You lose tonight to the Giants. I think there's a lot of cause for concern, and we'll definitely not be talking about a dynasty at that point. I don't think it hurts people's legacies. I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, one game doesn't define us, you know, at the end of the day. It doesn't define who you are and what the body of work that they've been able to accomplish. So anybody that starts throwing that kind of stuff out is just kind of foolish, if you ask me. But it does let you know that potentially there is a changing of the guard, right? And that the Kansas City Chiefs may not always have a free pass in that division because, like you were so eloquently saying, you know, the Chargers are better, man. They're good. They're hungry. They want this thing. You know, I think the Broncos, they're hungry. They want this thing. And then the Raiders, you know, like you said, they're not bad. So, yeah, man, I think the Chiefs, this is a must-win, put-up-or-shut-up type game. And I do think they'll get it done, but history does not bode well for them. I believe that Patrick Mahomes has never beaten the Giants outside of Kansas City. So good opportunity for him to get rid of that, I guess, right?
Right, right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I do have a question for you, Andy, if you're ready for another question.
Always.
Like, fire it up, Wilson. Let's go. Look, there's been a lot of talk about the tush push, right? You know, this past week, there are probably some false starts that should have been called against Philly in their last game, and that kind, you know, so everybody's making a big deal out of that. What do you think with the tush push? What should be done? Because there are growing people out there that are saying you need to get rid of it. This is an unfair advantage. This is dangerous for players. Where do you fall on the spectrum with this?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? I'm actually somewhat
shocked and
embarrassed that the Green Bay Packers were one of the major players in getting this orchestrated, to be honest with you, man. Look, at the end of the day, you know, we've changed rules many times in sports before because of certain things that players or teams can do. I don't know about you, but I look at it like this, okay? You got 11 dudes that are lining up in the trenches against each other. And this is a battle of who can push who, right? And that, to me, is something that should never be taken away. And you look at a lot of the changes, you know, like with how they're doing the kickoffs. Well, if you've noticed, like I have, they're starting to kick the ball shorter. Why?
Right.
Because you know what? It's kind of like ridiculous that you can just take the ball out at the 35-yard line these days. I'm sorry, but like that to me is one of the worst changes that we've ever seen in all of sports, okay? Yeah, I mean, again, I understand, and believe me, I feel for those guys because they go out there each and every week, and one hit could be it that could be it. But I also know that that's what they signed up for, Mike. I am not in favor of getting rid of the tush push. You know what? Stop it, man. Just stop it because it's ridiculous. And if you can't stop a play, that's on you. Not on the other team for using something to their advantage. So yeah, I am absolutely right there with you, bro. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. And again, I understand the part about safety. But if let's keep it really, really real, okay? If we were talking about safety, okay? we wouldn't be playing football. I'm just being honest with you, my friend. So everybody knows what they signed up for. And everybody knows that they're potentially one hit away from walking away from the game that they truly love. I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. Keep running that play, Philly. Keep running it and run it a bunch against my Green Bay Packers, too. I'll be honest with you, man. Run it against them because you're going to have a chance to do it. So give them 64 tush pushes, if you will.
The thing that I will say with this being an ex, you know, I was only a high school coach. So, I mean, I get schematics. I understand all that part of the game and everything. But football is one of those sports, and I think hockey is right there with football. It's just, it's a physical sport. It is, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. It's, you know, the tush push is, like you said, in the trenches. You line up. It's mano-a-mano, right? Man on man, who's going to get it? And like you said, people know what they sign up for. If you're signing up to play football, you're signing up with the full knowledge that, like you said, the last hit could be your last. That could be it for you. So they know what they're getting into. So the whole safety thing, I just sit there and just kind of wipe my brow and shake my head and just go, okay, I guess, you know, put flags on and we'll play flag football then. I'm right. 1,000% behind you. Just stop it or quit getting in the situation where you have to face it, which is, I mean, that's easier said than done, but you can on a 3rd and 8, get them off the field, stop the play on 3rd and 8. So you don't have 4th and 1, you know, coming up. Cause we all know what happens with Philly when that kind of thing happens, you know?
It's also when you think about Jalen Hurts and his leg strength, okay? We all know how much the guy can squat. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, this is them using his skill set. And you can't fault them for that. You know, the same thing for a Josh Allen. They run something similar to the tush push. It's not exactly the same, right? But they usually push Josh kind of through. So you know, it's also about having the right personnel. Like, you're not going to do that with Kyler Murray, right? You're just not going to. No. I mean, it just, I think it's about knowing your personnel and knowing how to use them. And quite frankly, I think they do a great job of it, man. And like I said, you know me, man. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. But I was embarrassed for them that they were the first team to, like, go to the National Football League and want to get rid of the tush push. That's embarrassing. Let's take a break.
Real quick. You play to win the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got to take a break, speaking of that. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll go through our picks. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and we didn't get any of you today, but that's okay. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. We got to go through the games, man. This is actually probably the best part of the show, I'll be honest with you, when we give our picks and our analysis on what we think may or may not happen. Let's start with the Packers and the Browns, my friend. Who you got and why?
Oh, you're looking for reasoning out of me? Like, what are we thinking here? I got the Packers all day. I think they will double-team Garrett to keep him off of Love and kind of try and scheme him out a little bit. I just think Golden State, Green Bay is the better team with the better quarterback, with the better athletes. I got the Pack in winning comfortably today.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Pack too, but I like last week, you know, I mentioned and I said, you know, the Baltimore Ravens are going to win this game because they were playing the Browns last week as well. But I said, if you remember, I said, I can see this being tight for about half the game, and then the Baltimore Ravens will just kind of open it up on them. And that's exactly what happened. I kind of expect a similar scenario today, I'll be honest with you. So hopefully the Packers go out and they're ready to rock and roll and they can just take them right from the get-go, but I think it may take them a minute just to figure things out. But yes, I like the Green Bay Packers to win the game as well. Anytime you got Joe Flacco back there, though, you know what? He can turn the clock back at any given moment for a week or two, Mike. We both know that. So interesting. We go from the Packers playing the Browns to the Colts, where Joe Flacco was before, but now Danny Dimes is there going up against Cam Ward and the Titans. Look, man, I've been extremely impressed with Danny Dimes and the Colts. I'm sure you have as well. This guy looks to be a real quarterback. So I think the Colts keep it rolling in Tennessee today, my friend, and I think they get a nice victory over the Titans.
Yeah, I got the Colts today, too. They're playing well. Like you said, Danny Dimes is playing really well. And sometimes maybe it's just a change of scenery, you know, that a quarterback needs to be successful. I mean, look, one of our quarterbacks that we talk about you know, all the time. That quarterback out there in Tampa Bay, he bounced around a little bit until he found the perfect spot for him, or a spot where he was given a chance to succeed. Maybe this is it for Danny Dimes in Indiana. But I got Indiana winning today. I'm still pulling for Cam Ward, though. I'm a big Cam Ward guy. But I think overall, I think Indy takes this game.
Yeah, I think the Colts will get it done on the road. Bengals playing the Vikings. We both know that they both have backup quarterbacks going at it today. And, you know, it comes down to basically who doesn't make more mistakes, right? And Jake Browning made a bunch the other day, but they were still able to come away with the victory. I don't think he's going to be able to make the same amount of mistakes against the Vikings, to be honest with you. But I got a weird, sneaky feeling that the Bengals are going to play okay today. And I'm going to take the Bengals to get it done on the road against the Vikings with Carson Wentz back at the helm.
Oh, man, you took my thunder here. This is going to be my second shout-out to my daughter, who has, for whatever reason, well, I know the reason, she's a Bengals fan now. She thinks Joe Burrow at some point is going to be her husband. So, you know, there's that whole part of it. But she's a Bengals fan, and I don't think I would be in my good graces if I said Vikings today, but I think I'm with you. I think the Bengals figure out a way to get it done and go to 3-0, which would be, people would raise their eyebrows a little bit if the Bengals can come up with a victory today, I believe.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, man. I'm right there with you, and I'm, you know, just thinking kind of that potentially, from what I've seen from the Vikings, it hasn't been that great. The offense is sputtering. You just never know, though. Carson Wentz can come in and, you know, find Jefferson and those guys a little bit better than J.J. McCarthy has been doing the first couple of games. We'll see. Steelers playing the Patriots. I got the Patriots, my friend. I think this is one of those games where Drake May is going up against the guy that he idolizes. You know, I think he mentioned something about watching Aaron Rodgers in his first Super Bowl, this and that and the other, and he just has a real love for Aaron Rodgers. But I also think that Drake May is a decent quarterback, and I think the Patriots are a decent team. I think I'm going to take the Patriots to get it done over the Steelers today.
Damn it. You stole my thunder again. I'm taking the Patriots today, man. I just there's this, if you were to say that the Steelers defense was a weak point going into this season, I probably would have laughed at you.
Right.
But it is kind of a weak source, right? Like, it's, you know, they're letting people run all over them, get out, march right down the field. That's an issue. And it hasn't been an issue in Pittsburgh for a long time. And I agree with you, Drake May, good quarterback. They have an adult in the room now up there in New England. They got Vrabel. Coach Vrabel is no nonsense, and I think he's going to turn that around up there eventually. Today, I think the Pats win a game. I think it's like a field goal, 6-point game, something like that. But I do think the Pats take it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be close. Most of these games are pretty close in general, but
right,
just a play or two makes the big difference, as we know. And I don't know. I think what you saw with Rodgers last week is probably more realistic than what we saw from him in week one, where he looked like he turned the clock back and, you know, everybody in Pittsburgh was like, we got a great quarterback now and this and that and the other. And ultimately, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. He's not the same quarterback. Can he turn it back here and there? Probably, because most of these guys can, right? But, I think I like the Patriots today to get it done against the Steelers. Rams and the Eagles, baby. We talked about the tush push. It might come into play big time today for the Eagles, to be honest with you. If you remember the game that they played against them in the playoffs, it was very effective. I like the Eagles. They're at home. They haven't played that great. A.J. Brown hasn't gotten going. Devonta Smith hasn't gotten going. Like, I think they might get going today, to be honest with you. And their defense, look, yeah. I know that the Rams have some really good wide receivers, man. So I think that that's the key factor is how do you shut down Puka? How do you shut down Adams? You know, like you got to figure out ways to stop these guys. But I do think the Eagles will have a great game plan. I got the Eagles winning this one at home.
Yeah, I got the Eagles winning this, and you know, you bring up the tush push, and you know, I'm looking forward to maybe getting a little tush push after the show, but I think that's gonna be a different thing today as well. But I got Philly at home today.
Jets and Buccaneers. I think this is a really good spot for the Buccaneers to play well. They came back and won that game against the Texans on Monday night a week ago. I think they carry that momentum, and I love Baker, as we know. He's become the real deal. And going up against Tyrod Taylor, who will be playing because no Justin Fields, I think you got to like the Buccaneers here, man. It may be pretty big.
I'm exactly with you. I got the Buccaneers all day. I think this is one of the blowouts today. Buccaneers big.
Yeah, Buccaneers. Okay, Raiders and Commanders. I think this is going to be a good game. I really, really do. And, you know, not having Jaden Daniels on that field makes a world of difference, except the fact that Marcus Mariota, we know that he's capable. We know he understands the game, and he can use his legs occasionally too. I think the Commanders are going to get it done at home, and I think they're going to be pretty happy that they've got Marcus Mariota as their backup quarterback.
Yeah, look, another Oregon Duck quarterback trying to get a dub today, man. These Duck quarterbacks are everywhere. So I got the Heisman Trophy winner getting a win. It's going to be a tough game, but I think the Commanders at home, like you said, take the W and move on.
Do you know if Jackson Smith, Nakua, the guy for the Seahawks, do you know if he's playing today or not? Do you know on that? Because I know he's questionable.
All I saw was that he's questionable. I haven't seen that, you know, that he's been activated or he's going to play. I've seen the same thing as you.
Okay. All right, moving on here. Looking at the next game would be the Panthers and the Falcons. I'm going to take the Falcons in this one, but I'm telling you right now, with the way that the Panthers played last week, this is not going to be an easy game, and the Falcons are going to have to make plays. But I think their running game is going to be the difference today, Mike. They have a great running game. Keep running Robinson and get behind him, and then obviously a couple of good receivers, London and the other guys. Pitts is there too. So I think that the Falcons have better players. That's why I'm going to take them to beat the Panthers today.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good game. Could be a sneaky good game. But I got Penix and the Falcons winning today.
Okay, next game is the Texans playing the Jaguars. You know, the Texans really, really need a win bad. This would be a pretty good place to do it, I'll be honest with you. I don't really trust Trevor Lawrence that much. So I guess I'm going to wind up taking the Texans here because I think they're a better team than what their record has displayed so far. So I'm going to go with the road team here. I'm taking the Texans. What say you?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take the Texans too because they're going to have to play with their hair on fire and with some urgency, and I think they can do it in Jacksonville. You know, I know a lot of people are kind of a little high on Jacksonville a little bit. I got no faith in that franchise right now. So I think the Texans actually get it done.
Broncos playing the Chargers, man. This is going to be a good one. We know this. It's going to be a good football game. I'm going to give the edge to the Chargers. I just think that Justin Herbert is playing at a different level right now. He looks like he has total control of the offense, and he's seeing the field extremely well. I like the Chargers.
I like the Chargers for the exact same reasons, man. But I think this is close. I don't think this is a blowout either way. I think this is actually fairly close.
Yeah, it'll be very close. Saints and Seahawks. I got the Seahawks all day, man. It's going to be tough for the Saints going to play there with the 12th man and just the way they're playing. I like the Seahawks. Who do you got?
Yeah, I got the Seahawks winning today for sure.
Bears and Cowboys. Who you got there? I got the Cowboys.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys as well. Cowboys all day.
Cardinals, 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers. Who do you got?
You know what? I'll go opposite from you for no other reason other than that. I'll go with the Cardinals today up there in San Fran. Or San Jose, excuse me. Yeah.
Chiefs and Giants? Santa Clara, actually. But Chiefs and Giants, I got to take the Chiefs. They got to win, right?
Yeah, you got to figure Super Bowl champions, yeah, they take it.
Ravens on Monday night against the Lie-Downs? I got the Ravens. How about you?
I'm going Ravens as well. Absolutely.
All right. We got through it. Let's take a break. We'll come back and do parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It's the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And before we do our parting shots, got to thank our professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining us. We talked Major League Baseball with him. And then obviously Robert on the other side for making it all possible for us. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
To Clayton Kershaw, first ballot Hall of Famer, very classy individual. Just the way he's handled his career, he's a champion, he's a Cy Young Award winner. He deserves no shade at all. He's handled himself in a professional manner for however long he's been in the majors, and he's one of the greatest left-handed pitchers of our time. Congrats, Kershaw.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback you to a certain degree because I'm going to start in baseball with my Milwaukee Brewers, who have held on to the best record in all of Major League Baseball for the better part of probably at least 2 months now. Let's finish this thing out, guys. You can't give up that home field advantage. I think it'll be detrimental. It'll be demoralizing. So just hang tight through the last 7 games. Get about 4 or 5 wins, and I think you'll get it done. So.